This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mariupol, Ukraine officials accuse Russia of burying thousands of civilians in mass graves to hide the slaughter there. New satellite images show what appear to be long rows of graves in a nearby town. Thousands of Ukrainian fighters are still holed up in a steel plant in Mariupol. The AP's Karen Shamas.
In the sprawling Azovstal steel plant, a few thousand Ukrainian soldiers have stubbornly held out, despite Russia's repeated demands for their surrender. Hiding with the soldiers are about 1,000 civilians trapped and unable to leave. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly accused Russia of launching attacks to block civilian evacuations from Mariupol. However, just recently, some 80 people from the port city were able to escape to a neighboring city. I'm Karen Chamas.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told fellow GOP lawmakers shortly after the Capitol insurrection that he would urge then-President Trump to resign. That's according to audio posted last night by the New York Times. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Times reported that the audio was a recording of a January 10th conversation among House GOP leaders discussing the Democratic effort to impeach President Trump. Leader McCarthy is heard telling the other lawmakers that he would tell Trump that an impeachment would likely pass and that he would recommend that the president should resign. After the Times published the story describing the conversation earlier Thursday, McCarthy had released a statement calling it totally false and wrong.
A small plane crashed in a parking lot in Covington, Georgia last night near Atlanta, killing two people on board, say police. Pope Francis has cleared his schedule today so he can get his right knee checked. He's finding it increasingly difficult and painful to walk, stand, and get up from his chair. The Dow dropped 368 points yesterday. This is AP News. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia is expected in court today. A voters group is challenging her re-election bid.
The group Free Speech for People filed the challenge on behalf of five constituents, alleging Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene aided and engaged in the insurrection to obstruct the peaceful transfer of presidential power on January 6, 2021. They say under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, participation in an insurrection attempt makes Greene ineligible to run again for Congress. This is what Greene said a week after that deadly riot.
Republicans have condemned this violence. President Trump has condemned this violence. But elected Democrats over the past year have promoted violence.
Greene filed a federal lawsuit this month asking a judge to declare this challenge unconstitutional. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.